Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Vincent.
Good afternoon. This is a two-part question. Currently, I have a 2.67 GPA at Florida Atlantic University. I'm 6 credits, 2 classes, away from receiving a BBA in finance. I haven't gone to school in over a year and have no legal experience. However, I've always been an above average test taker, so I'm considering finishing my degree and sitting for the LSAT. For my first question, in your experience, is it likely that I will be admitted at any law school in my state with that type of GPA, albeit with an above average LSAT score? Or should I get an associate's from my current institution and transfer somewhere else to boost my GPA in another major? From what I understand, my GPA would not be considered competitive, which has me wondering if embarking on this journey is even an option for me anymore. What can I do? Thank you, respectfully, Vincent.
Vincent, I think you're asking the wrong question. You're asking, is there any law school in my state that will admit me? It's even if the answer to that question is yes, we don't want you just getting admitted to any law school. We want you getting admitted and getting scholarships.
Also, the answer to that question is always yes. I mean, it's so hard to be a candidate who can't get admitted by any law school. The law schools are predatory. So you're definitely asking the wrong question.
You will find a school, yes, that will admit you, especially in the state of Florida. There's got to be a ton of schools there.
Well, right. So I just typed FL into the scholarship estimator. Vincent, go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships and type in your GPA. What were we looking at? 2.6?
6.7, yep.
2.67. LSAT, Vincent's a good test taker. Let's give Vincent a 170. Let's say he gets up to a 170.
Okay.
I typed in FL into the search box. And it immediately showed me 10 schools in Florida.
Yep.
10 ABA accredited schools in Florida. I'm seeing full tuition scholarship at Florida International, ranked 60th in the country with a 2.67 and a 170. Oh, wait, sorry. I have URM checked. Let me update that. Yeah. Now I'm seeing full tuition at Ave Maria and full tuition at Florida A&M. I'm seeing more than half at Florida International, Nova Southeastern, Barry, and St. Thomas, Florida. Never heard of any of these law schools, but so.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get probably a good offer, Vincent. You know, even if we bump that LSAT up to 175. Yeah, I mean, Florida State, you're probably not going to get a good offer from those schools. Maybe if you're a URM.
Florida International goes to full tuition. So
yeah, right, with a 175. And Florida State, if you're URM with a 175, goes to full tuition. That's 56th in the country. You know, it looks like University of Florida, ranked 22nd, according to U.S. News, is still going to say, nah, we'll give you a slight scholarship, you know, scammership type of deal.
Yeah.
But, no, with a 170, you've got full ride offers within the state of Florida. So that's a pretty simple question there. What's the other question? Oh, is this even an option for me anymore? Yeah. Oh, wait, the first question we didn't really answer. Should Vince try to do something to rehabilitate his GPA?
I have some reservations here. I mean, Vincent, you don't sound like you love school. I don't know if the things have changed. Yeah. And attorneys generally are the kind of folk that love school.
Yeah, right. The one thing I didn't say when I was halfway through this, I was like, oh, terrible undergraduate grades and always an above average test taker. Who does that remind me of?
Yeah, it sounds like
Like me. And I was so miserable in law school and I would have been so miserable as a lawyer. I don't have that work ethic, man. I'm not. There's no way I would be happy, successful as a lawyer.
School is like checking boxes, right?
Right.
Attorneys check boxes. Check
boxes, yeah.
This is what they do. So if somehow you get a job in the legal field and you know that this is exactly what you want to do, maybe you work as a paralegal or whatnot, and you say, okay, yeah, I definitely want to go to law school. What would you say at that point? Rehabilitate the GPA? Oh, if Vincent, say, goes, gets a job, right, at a law firm, realizes, yeah, this is really what I want to do, 100% sure, would you suggest that Vincent rehabilitate his GPA?
Maybe. I mean, okay, so let's see.
For like a year?
Yeah, let's assume four parts of a 2.67 and then one part of a 4.0.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Yep.
One year of a 4.0. How mm-hmm. much does that rehabilitate your 2.67? What's it going to bump it up to, like, a 2.87?
2.93.
Okay. Still, well, let's see. Does that change the scholar? Well, but let me, I'll put it into the estimator, right? Yeah, I mean, it's like this tool is exactly perfectly used for something like this.
Yeah. You can play around with the numbers and see if it's worth it.
It doesn't seem to change anything.
It changed a little bit. Florida State got a little more generous.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the point is probably not, Vincent, unless there's some particular school where you think a 2.9 is going to be more competitive. But I don't think a 2.9 is actually more competitive at really any of these schools.
Well, so Stetson does go to full tuition. Do you still have URM on?
I don't. I'm looking at 2.93 and a 170.
Oh, 170. I have a 175. Oh, yeah. Well, here, Vincent, as you just said, Nathan, Vincent should go here.
Yeah. I don't live in Florida. I don't want to go to law school in Florida. Vincent, you do. You should check this out. There's 10 schools on this list. And if you play around with various numbers, you'll see what kinds of offers you might get. Of course, you should always dig one step deeper, which is just click on the little PDF logo under the column that says 509 report. Click on that. And then it'll take you can look at the actual, you know, look at these schools. Let's look at Florida International.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did Vincent say that's where his undergrad is from?
I don't think so. Florida Atlantic.
Oh, Florida Atlantic. Maybe they don't have a law school. Okay. Well, anyway, Florida International, which is in Miami, apparently, their 50th percentile GPA is 3.72. Their 25th percentile is 3.28. So even with the rehabilitated GPA, Vincent is still way below the 25th percentile. I just can't imagine that it's going to actually make a difference. What school is it going to get you close to the median? It's not. Ave Maria, 3.3 median.
Mm-hmm.
2.94, 25th percentile. So it's like Vincent would be doing an additional year of, you know, cakewalk classes in order to boost his undergraduate GPA.
Mm-hmm.
So that he could still be below the 25th percentile at Ave Maria, which is ranked 181st in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't going to get it done. Like, there's just no point in doing that. So I think my answer is pretty much no, but
yeah.
I would go to LSATdemon.com/scholarships and play around with it with the right LSAT, Vince, and apply broadly. So one of these schools is going to step up and make you a good offer. Even
by
with
the
your
way,
shitty grades.
That's a point that we haven't talked about. Vincent has this constraint, right? In my state. If you're willing to go anywhere in Florida, why not go a little bit further, right? Because Florida is a huge place. If you're willing to move around and go from the panhandle down to Miami or whatever, then why not just go up to somewhere else? And then you're opening a whole nother slew of places that could offer you full tuition.
Yeah, or like Texas or whatever. You know, I mean, there's plenty of places in the South, Southeast, East Coast that are kind of closer to Florida,
mm-hmm.
but open up your range a little bit more broadly. But even within Florida, I'm looking at 10 schools, and with a 175 and the 2.67 that we started with, I am seeing a couple of full tuition scholarship offers there. So. Yeah, I would think Vincent should just focus on the LSAT and not really worry. The ship has sailed. Your grades are already so shitty that rehabilitating it, like mine, there would just be no point because it's already so bad.
Yeah.
If it's that bad and you're that close to graduation, you're kind of screwed. Cool.
Yeah, thanks, Vincent. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.